Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I guarantee you, Sean, based on what I've heard from third parties who I've spoken to, that William Jefferson Clinton is going to cast his ballot for Mitt Romney.
Wow.
However, he's going to open his mouth for Barack Obama because his wife is hostage. They have her under lock and key as Secretary of State. And he is scared that Obama will lose and blame him if he undermines Obama. So he'll do everything he asks him to do, and then he'll jab him whenever he can.
There's commentator Dick Morris, who says he's sure that no matter what Bill Clinton says at the Democratic National Convention, he has no love for Obama and will be unquestionably voting for Mitt Romney. The presidential race is where we get started in this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome in. Here's host Jack Ricciardi with San Antonio Mayor Julian Castro, who will be the keynote speaker at the Democratic National Convention.
How do you get the word? I mean, do they call you? Do they send you a letter? How does this happen?
Yeah, they called and, late last week and asked if I'd be willing to make the keynote speech. And, of course, I said yes.
Oh, you didn't say I'll get back to you? Let me check my schedule?
Right. No, I didn't do that.
Okay. So had you had they approached you first to say you're in the running for it, or did this come out of the clear blue?
No, they hadn't approached me before. This was the first time that I'd heard from the campaign. I can't say that I hadn't heard snippets of talk before, but not from the campaign.
So did you? So you knew that there was some talk of it, but you know maybe other names are being considered as well.
Exactly.
Okay. Did you know that at the time that the president was here for those fundraisers?
Yeah, sure. Yeah,
but, so was the pressure on you? Did you feel like you were being auditioned at that point? Or?
No, not at all. Not at all. I wasn't under the impression that, that I would hear the speech. Have not generally tried not to be that presumptuous generally in my time in public service. But, of course, I'm very honored that I am going to get to do it. And, I also believe that it's a very strong reflection of where San Antonio is. That our economy has done so well because of the work of so many folks out in the community. And I'm very proud to see the moment that San Antonio will have, too. Because, as you know, too oftentimes San Antonio doesn't get to be in the spotlight. And to the extent that, in a small way, this helps put the city itself in the spotlight, I think that's a great thing.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because you get to tell a story that's really the opposite of the circumstances so many big cities find themselves in. I mean, almost every day there's a city in California going into bankruptcy, and you've got a very different story to tell. Now, how does it work? Do you write the speech, or do they give you themes they want you to cover, or do they write a speech that you then deliver? How does this happen?
Yeah, it's a collaborative process. Of course, they have speech writers, but it's going to be a collaborative process where I'll probably come up with an outline and see how that meshes with the themes that they'd like to get covered and then go from there and actually putting pen to paper. It helps for me a little bit, just frankly, that I got to do the one at the Texas convention, which I was very involved in and wasn't through the campaign. So that was kind of a good practice round.
Now, you're being very serious and sober about this, but you know that this has been the pathway for the last two Democratic presidents giving this keynote speech introduced them to the national audience. How do you not think about that going into this?
I think I'm in a very different circumstance. First, this is the role that I've looked forward to being mayor, and I said that, ever since people started asking me. And I just think that it's a different time. The folks who get President Obama, when he gave that speech, was running for the United States Senate, and Bill Clinton was the governor of Arkansas in 1988. And what I'm going to do is, if the voters will have me, I'll be here until May of 2017. And then if I do a very good job, I'll look around and see what's possible. And it's very flattering, but I think that that's one of the biggest things that you have to guard against in all of this is, I think if we've learned anything, in these times of a short attention span, a quick media turnaround, that, these things can come and go. You can't lose your head about it.
Coming up next, we get the latest from both campaigns on the Talk Radio Countdown.
The Pikes Peak region welcomes you back.
to the beauty of the Purple Mountain Majesty, to the adventure of the great outdoors, to world-class shops, restaurants, and hotels, to our rich history and heritage, to the events, attractions, and culture that make memories for a lifetime. Colorado Springs and the Pikes Peak region, welcome back. For more information, www.visitcos.com.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Today's Gold Bond Rescue Mission, working down a sweat. I'm on a construction site with Jack.
Hey, how you doing?
It's another hot day, and as always, he's in work boots.
After sweating the knees for 12 hours, man, my feet itch.
That's why I'm giving Jack Gold Bond Foot Powder. The Max Strength Cooling Menthol controls odor, absorbs moisture, and relieves itching.
Wow, that's some serious cooling.
And how about those dogs? Drying comfortable?
Extremely. Thanks, Jimmy.
Thank Gold Bond.
Hey everybody, Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. Right now, Quicken Loans is proud to offer you our exclusive Yourgage, a mortgage that's custom fit for you. It's a fixed rate home loan that allows you to select a term that works best for your individual needs, anywhere from 8 to 29 years. The rate today on our 8-year fixed Yourgage is an amazing 2.75%, APR 3.47%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. It's really this simple. I believe there's never been a more perfect time to refinance or purchase than right now. Again, the rate today on an 8-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 2.75%, APR 3.47%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN or visit us at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Other restrictions may apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
I'm here with a lunch bandit whose voice has been disguised to protect his identity.
Yes, I steal and eat other people's lunches from the office fridge.
How has the Domino's $5.99 oven-baked lunch menu affected you?
There are no lunches to steal. Everyone's ordering from Domino's.
How does that make you feel?
It makes me so hungry.
Domino's $5.99 oven-baked lunch menu. Carry out any oven-baked sandwich, small two-topping pizza, penny pastas in a dish, or stuffed cheesy bread for just $5.99 each. Carry out only. Offer available until 2 p.m. You must ask for this limited time offer. Prices, participation may vary. Gluten-free crust may be entered.
Presidential race. Here's host Geraldo Rivera talking to Howard Kurtz of CNN about the back and forth between Dick Cheney and John McCain over McCain's choice of Sarah Palin and how it may figure into Mitt Romney's decision for the vice presidential pick.
Dick Cheney on Sarah Palin.
I like Governor Palin. I've met her. I know her. She's an attractive candidate. But based on her background, she'd only been governor for what, 2 years. I don't think she passed that test. Of being ready to take over. And I think that was a mistake.
All right. That's Dick Cheney, the former vice president. Now, this is John McCain's response to Dick Cheney.
Well, I'm always glad to get comments 4 years later. I respect the vice president. He and I had strong disagreements as to whether we should torture people or not. I don't think we should have. But the fact is that I'm proud of Sarah Palin.
All right, that's enough. So what happened to the thou shalt not speak evil or bad of the Reagan commandment, the 11th commandment?
Well, unless you're out of office for 4 years and want to make some news, as Dick Cheney undoubtedly realized he would be doing. Look, I asked McCain about Palin, too, and he always sticks to the same line. He's proud of the campaign she ran. They needed a game changer to try to excite people. Lots of media people took a lot of heat from the right, Geraldo, for saying whatever you thought of Sarah Palin, you know, with a little more than a year and a half left in her first term as governor, she didn't seem to have much national experience, certainly not foreign policy experience, to be the vice president and potentially the president of the United States. Well, now Dick Cheney agrees, but it took him 4 years to tell us.
Well, what about Mitt Romney? What foreign experience does he have other than, what foreign experience did Barack Obama have?
No, I understand, you know, governors or senators, particularly a senator who hadn't been in office very long like Obama, don't have a lot of foreign policy experience, but at least as a senator, he had grappled with national issues for some years. And I'm not saying this to denigrate Sarah Palin. She is a charismatic person who did galvanize many conservatives to the McCain campaign, but her lack of preparation and her apparent unwillingness to get more prepared about all kinds of issues, national and international, really showed in that campaign, in the Charlie Gibson interview and the Katie Couric interview. And in the end, I don't think there's any question that she ended up hurting the candidate she was trying to help, and that's John McCain. But McCain's a loyal guy, and he's not going to badmouth her.
Who do you think is going to be the Sarah Palin of 2012?
I don't think there will be a Sarah Palin of 2012, because I think if there's one thing the Republicans and maybe all political parties learned from the experience of 2008, it's to pick somebody for whom you can answer the question, is this person ready to be president on day one if something happened to you? That's why I personally doubt that Marco Rubio will get the nod. I could be wrong, but he's been a senator for a couple of years, and I think that Romney will be more inclined to go with a safe choice. Somebody like a Rob Portman, who had been Bush's budget director, who's been a senator for some years, who meets the at least the experience test. Maybe not the excitement test, but
yeah, who wouldn't be recognized by his own brother. I think they from Evita. That's a line from Evita.
Here's host Blake Butler talking to Obama campaign advisor Jim Messina about a move away from negative advertising toward a more grassroots sort of campaign.
We still feel like we are the true battleground state.
Boy, you know, all the polls show North Carolina is today the closest battleground state of them all. And, you know, you're going to see lots of folks coming into North Carolina, the president, the vice president, the first lady, all campaigning. You know, what you said at the top is exactly right. We're going to build the largest grassroots campaign in modern American political history, and especially in North Carolina. You know, of all our battleground states, we've registered more voters in North Carolina than any other state. We're continuing this weekend. We had our national weekend of action where across the country, and especially in North Carolina, we registered thousands of voters. We did over 300 weekend events this weekend in North Carolina alone, which is just absolutely huge. We had the actor Don Cheadle, who, as you know, won an Academy Award, was campaigning. Octavia Spencer, who just won for The Help, was campaigning in North Carolina, all with one intent: to get more people registered, to have a massive ground game to both register people, turn them out, but even more importantly, just talk to folks about the issues and walk them through the choice they're going to make in only 99 days.
$38 million spent so far from Obama, Romney, and the super PACs combined, but really hadn't moved the needle. So we see a lot of people that are just kind of fed up with the negative advertising, but the true grassroots campaign, the person-to-person campaign, what you're telling us, that's what you guys are really going to be firing up here in the next 3 months right here in North Carolina?
Yeah, we already have over 40 field offices open across North Carolina, which we think is the largest campaign anyone has seen. And much more than our opponent. And, you know, just goes to what we believe, which is a grassroots campaign built on getting more people involved, talking about the issues, talking about ways to make this campaign better. That's how we're going to win this thing. And we're really excited about it. And of course, you know, it's all going to culminate in the convention. The fact that North Carolina is hosting the convention is a big deal. Even if you're not a Democrat, just having North Carolina be under the national spotlight, you know, is pretty exciting. And I've been down a few times getting ready for the convention, and boy, I think we're going to have a special time. And, you know, first of all, we're going to have an amazing night on Thursday night when the president accepts the nomination outside in the football stadium, which would be pretty cool. And hopefully there are lots of people can come and, you know, be part of that. It will be the last, you know, the last convention the president is ever part of as the sitting president. And that it's going to happen in North Carolina is pretty cool.
Let's shift the focus to Washington. Some students are getting paid to go to summer school. Wow, that sounds interesting. Let's get to that in a few moments here on the Countdown.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, let's continue on now. Talk Radio, dipping our toes into a conversation about summer school, specifically students being paid to go to summer school. Here's host Leland Conway talking about a move in Washington to pay high school students with poor grades and behavior records to go to summer school.
$5.25 an hour, that's what they're going to pay ninth graders in the District of Columbia. 305 students with poor academic and behavioral records will be paid $5.25 an hour to attend summer school. Now, this is interesting because there's 400 that are going to be in this program. There are 95 who voluntarily signed up for the summer school program, and they will get a half of an elective credit. But 305 will get paid $5.25 an hour. I mean, you know, if somebody had come along to me, because I did pretty well in my high school years and grade school years. I didn't do so well in college as I did when I was in the, you know, grammar school or whatever. But if somebody had come to me and offered me $5.25 an hour to go to summer school, I'd have been there in a heartbeat. I would have been there in a heartbeat. But this, to me, is off at its base. It's a great idea, right? Let's pay kids who have done poorly. And in fact, let's not only just pay kids that go to summer school. Let's make this as unfair and as demonstrably unfair and as absolutely crazy as we can possibly make it. And let's just pay 305 of the students who did the worst on their schools and on their school grades, and let's just give the other 95 who are doing what they're supposed to be doing and volunteered to come to summer school because they really want to make something of themselves. Let's just give them a half an elective credit.
Here's a radio host named Rank talking to callers about Washington, D.C. high school students being paid to go to summer school.
What do you think about the overall idea of paying students to attend class?
I think it's wrong.
Why?
Well, I'm from the Kalamazoo area, and Kalamazoo had the promise.
Right.
They've already figured out that children, kids, whatever, that don't want to graduate, that don't want to succeed, aren't going to, no matter if it's free, paid, whatever, it's not. They're not going to do that, and they're finding out that a lot of them are dropping out of college.
You know, very well put, Kathy. If you don't have the incentive, if money is the only thing that will make you go to class, then I would presume, I could be wrong, that 9 out of 10 of those kids are just going for the money. They'll collect their money, and nothing else will change. There may be one who gets it, and you hope for that. I mean, the alternative is that these students who have, quote-unquote, poor academic and behavioral records will end up just being on the streets committing crimes. But why is it that the good people always get screwed? Why is it that the...
Turn around and bite us in the butt, because then you have good kids just saying, hey, why am I kicking my butt to try to get better? I'll just let everything slide and then I'll get paid next year.
Right. It's like these guys who get bailed out of their homes. You pay for your house every day. You go to work. You responsibly bought your house. I'm not talking about the people who lost their jobs. I'm talking about the people who bought their homes and they overbought. Now they're in trouble, and now they're underwater, and they want to be bailed out. And the person who isn't, or who is paying their mortgage every month, they get screwed. And it's, I mean, again, I see I do see some positives in this program.
That's our country with anything. I mean, it's take the credit card, people in credit debt. The ones that are paying their cards off are getting, they're getting kicked. The ones that are paying every month are getting kicked. The ones that are going under are, you know, everybody's trying to figure out how to help them.
Wow, let's dig into that and the presidential race and what's left over from Colorado. Join us at 800-510-8255 on the countdown.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the calling. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush this aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
Any multivitamin can say it's complete, but when you dig deeper, are you getting more than the bare basics? Does it have everything essential with quality ingredients, clinically studied? Do the homework and you'll find the choice comes down to just one, Centrum. The multivitamin that goes beyond the basics of other brands with nutrients essential for optimal health. So you're at your best. Centrum, always your most complete.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Moving back into our countdown now, 800-510-8255, Talk Radio Countdown Show, and the focus on this idea to pay students for going to summer school. What are we coming to is probably the question many of you are asking, and that's probably a good question to ask. Here's Stephen in New York, happens to be a teacher, with thoughts on students getting paid.
I teach science in the high school level, and my two comments briefly are, if these students receive money for going to classes, in order for them to receive that money, whether these courses are for credit or for partial credit, they need to pass tests in order to earn that money. In addition to that, I challenge Arne Duncan and President Obama to set up after-school tutoral homework programs in every school in the country, particularly in the inner cities, because if you don't have an after-school homework helper program, these students do not have an environment in a lot of cases to do their homework, prepare for their tests, and get the encouragement that they really need. These students must pass tests, otherwise they're basically going to walk in as at-risk students. They need to have the challenge to earn that money. They must pass some level of tests.
This is one of those, huh, things, paying students to go to school. What's this all about? Well, I'll give you an example. The city of Camden, New Jersey, paying high school students to go to school in general, 70 high school students, $100 a year to go to school in the first 3 weeks of the year. That's an extension of this paying for summer school thing. Should students get paid to go to school? If I were a teacher, I'd sure want to know the background of why it is that we're not getting our job done. Parents, taxpayers, everybody ought to know what the story is here. Hey, kids are not going to school. Why aren't they going to school? In Los Angeles, where this is going on, summer school pay, there is a dropout rate in some of the high schools of 60%. So this fixes it? 800-510-8255. Scott in Colorado.
I work in a school district, and my oldest one's graduated, and my youngest one is in high school. I work in a junior high. We have after-school programs, and they do work. It's in our district, you know, like a lot of districts across the country, we're we're hurting for money, and I can't see throwing, like one of your comments earlier by one of the people that wrote in, throwing money at a problem. Our after-school programs are working. The kids are showing up, and we are getting good results. We need to work harder as parents. We are working harder, the teachers in our district. As a community, we need to work together, and I think you'll see great results. Throwing money at that's just not gonna cut it.
Wow. What is America coming to is the question a lot of you are asking. 800-510-8255. The District of Columbia paying 305 students with poor academic and behavioral records to attend summer school. The ninth graders, $5.25 an hour to participate in Summer Bridge, which targets students identified by the public school system as less likely than their peers to graduate. 95 students volunteered. They signed up for the summer school program. They get half of an elective credit. What is this about? 800-510-8255. Well, that's what it's about, but what is it all about? Robert in Iowa thinks this is a pretty good idea.
Yes, I think it would work. A young lady from Pleasant Valley down in Iowa a few weeks ago wrote a letter saying that they were paying some kids to actually, like elementary kids, read books. And she was saying they shouldn't be doing that. The parents should be doing that. A lot of times the parents are working two or three jobs and don't have time, or they don't even have the education themselves to be helping with the education. As a result, the last thing she said in the article was that it was working. They will spend $5,000, $10,000, $15,000 a year to the schools, the government does, to educate the kids, and the kids are not being educated. Something should be done. If you can get kids to read, that's the key to the whole thing, because up until third grade, they learn to read. After that, they are able to read so that they can actually learn.
800-510-8255. Whether or not, this is willing for editorial comments as is usual, I find this offensive, frankly. And as we dig into it, this is something new. This will make a pretty good discussion as people more and more hear. This is something we found on only four or five stations in the district area. The Washington Examiner came up with a story first, and that's what happens. Newspapers or television, sometimes radio, finds out something that's going on, and then it catches on. This is going to spread like wildfire because it's not political in a sense, but it's something everybody is talking about and ought to be maybe a good political conversation for this election year. Harry's in North Carolina. He was an at-risk student.
First of all, let me say that I am an at-risk student myself. I grew up in an at-risk family. I graduated from elementary school, junior high, and high school and college, and then I was told I was at risk. So throwing money at students is not going to help their home situation. It's not going to involve parents. What we really need to do, I just finished my doctorate degree, my dissertation, which dealt with parents being involved with their students and the student achievement increasing. All the research shows that if you involve parents, no matter what their education level, how rich they are or how poor they are, all students will improve. If we're going to put money into education and in this fashion, we need to place it so that we can involve parents in the education of their children. Even the poorest parents have children that will increase their reading, and that's what I did my study on, if you will involve them in meaningful ways in the school system, not giving students the money themselves.
800-510-8255. Man, this is the craziest thing. It seems to be, anyway. It seems to be anti-purposeful in some way or another. Your opinions either dialed into 800-510-TALK, email to doug@dougstefan.com, and following us on Twitter and Facebook is cool. You can go to listenbox@dougstefan.com. Vicky's listening to the countdown in Indiana.
One of the comments I have, and the real concern I have, is these kids who go out into the real world will not want to work at their job because they have just shown up and they expect to be paid for just showing up. The second thing I have is that they need to be taught that learning has its own rewards.
You know, that's a great thought, ma'am. Learning does have its own reward. Doesn't it feel good to accomplish something? When you're in school, you get A's, get good grades. You feel like you have a sense of accomplishment when you involve yourself in the science fair, when you're learning something and it sticks, it shows, and it feels good. I'm with her 100%. 800-510-8255. Andrew in Florida thinks some students will need this kind of incentive.
I just think that there's a lot of benefits for this matter. I was a youth wrestling coach for an inner-city program, and I dealt with a lot of latchkey kids, and I feel as if if their parents aren't going to give them any time, parents are going to be a great resource for these kids, but the fact of the matter is that parents aren't there for these kids, and that happens so much that you have to give them an incentive to want to learn. And I think that if you were able to test these students and make them, you know, like, give them some type of an incentive with money, and if they're not, if within that program they're not still adhering to, you know, a contract of some sort, then you take it away from them, and you make them pay back the money that they've, you know, already received. But a lot of kids, when they drop out of school or they enter into gang violence or selling drugs, they're doing it for this money, and that's what they see in their neighborhoods. They want to obtain money because they see what power it can bring people.
This is just more of the entitlement generation, it seems to me. 800-510-8255. We're discussing whether or not students ought to be paid to go to summer school or regular school. Good idea, bad idea. Let's see here. Here's an opinion that's coming in, Doug at DougStephan.com. Elizabeth says, we have to pay for their school, then pay them to attend school. The culture of dependence marches on. 800-510-8255, yes or no on this. Joe says no, rewarding people for bad behavior is never a really good way of changing that behavior. Let's see here. Lorenzo says no, if they want to pay somebody to attend school, pay them to go to good schools. All right, more coming up. Your opinions on this issue here on the Countdown.
Any multivitamin can say it's complete. But when you dig deeper, are you getting more than the bare basics? Does it have everything essential? With quality ingredients? Clinically studied? Do the homework and you'll find the choice comes down to just one. Centrum. The multivitamin that goes beyond the basics of other brands with nutrients essential for optimal health. So you're at your best. Centrum. Always your most complete.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Drop 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So men, go to andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's andro400.com, andro400.com.
It was the first classless restaurant in London where bankers, plumbers, and rockers could get authentic southern-accented American food. The biggest stars competed to get their guitars on the walls, which became the world's most mind-blowing memorabilia collection. But did you know it still has authentic, southern-accented American food? Fresh, made from scratch, legendary burgers to smoked pulled pork sandwiches. Hard Rock Cafe. Have you been lately?
I'm a mid-sized business.
One of the engines of a smarter planet.
I want to run my business in the cloud.
Who can I trust?
A bookstore?
A search site?
I need a partner with experience.
To manage my infrastructure.
And help keep my data secure.
Introducing IBM Smart Cloud, starting at $56 per month. Learn why IBM is the smarter choice for cloud at ibm.com/engines/cloud. Price subject to change.
I'm here with a lunch bandit whose voice has been disguised to protect his identity.
Yes, I steal and eat other people's lunches from the office fridge.
How has the Domino's $5.99 oven-baked lunch menu affected you?
There are no lunches to steal. Everyone's ordering from Domino's.
How does that make you feel?
It makes me so hungry.
Domino's $5.99 oven-baked lunch menu. Carry out any oven-baked sandwich, small two-topping pizza, penny pastas in the dish, or stuffed cheesy bread for just $5.99 each.
Carry out only. Offer available until 2 p.m. You must ask for this limited time offer. Prices participation may vary. Gluten-free crust may be extra.
Our poll at DougSteffen.com today follows in the footsteps of this discussion we're having on the Talk Radio Countdown show. We're discussing whether or not it's a good idea to pay students to go to summer school or to go to school at all. What's your reaction to this? A, it's a good idea, good incentive, could change their lives. B, interesting idea, but I doubt it'll do any good. C, throwing money at it won't solve the problem. Or D, it's a terrible idea, giving kids the wrong reason for going to school. Imagine what would have happened if, in fact, you had been paid to go to school. Would that have worked for you? 800-510-8255. Continuing here on our countdown with your thoughts and calls. Chuck's in Illinois and is a student.
I think it's a bad idea because this year in my chemistry class, we actually brought that up because my teacher, she used to teach in a school in New York that allowed students got paid for good grades and whatnot. And we talked to some of the, we did like a survey in the class with some of the kids who weren't necessarily like, they were just at school because they had to be. And so we talked to them and they said they don't think it would make a difference because they don't like coming to school and they said they just wouldn't care, so. I don't think it would work personally.
800-510-8255. Let's see here. excuse me. Olivia is not in favor of this. Give me a break. If they'd applied themselves or gotten help during the school year, they wouldn't have to go to summer school. Reward the stupid. Teach all kids not to do their work during the year, but to go to summer school and then get paid. What a racket. Here's TJ in Georgia. Students get the wrong idea about this.
I think that it's absurd to pay a student to show up to class. I feel it gives the wrong example that money will fix your problems and be the incentive for you to do well for yourself. I grew up in a group home. At times when I was in high school, I was homeless on the street, you know. So I had to do what I needed to do to survive. And I feel like not only that, there are many ways that it can be abused. What if, you know, kids who live in at-risk families who are doing well are encouraged by their family to do poorly just to meet the standards to take advantage of this incentive?
All right, Nancy's in New Jersey. This is a focus on at-risk students, she thinks.
I do think students should be paid to go to school. I do think it should be more based on grades they get. But I don't understand the people who are saying that throwing money doesn't solve anything. We throw money at everybody. We give bankers more money to think they're going to hire people. We give them tax cuts. We, you know, they pay people, throw money all the time. They talked about having pallets of money being delivered to Iraq for people. I mean, to say that money doesn't solve anything, I bet you if other people were throwing money, they'd jump at it as fast as ever. So those people are full of crap.
Here's James who says, yeah, this is a good idea. As long as they aren't spending that on the top of everything else, pay the children for attending and going to school instead of buying a new gymnasium. All right, there's an interesting thought. So this controversy probably won't go away. We visit the Colorado controversy in a moment here on the Countdown with more of your calls.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens, with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8 inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
At 53 past the hour here on the Talk Radio Review, we'll spend some time in the moments that remain, get focused on the discussion of what happened in Colorado. The fellow's been charged now. Is that important for you? I heard somebody say, oh, he's finally been charged. I don't know. Look at the Zimmerman situation and how long it took them to actually accuse him. And this circumstance, why wasn't he charged that first day, would be the question a lot of people are asking, among other things. The gun control issue is part of that. Is it overwhelmed? The discussion about the psychological impact of people going into the theaters, what ought to be done with that theater chain? I mean, with the theater, I think it's a complex of 16 theaters. Memorials, all of this sort of thing. Why does it happen in Colorado? Doris lives in Illinois, listening to WJOL.
Well, society, for one thing, can push for more mental health funding, make it more affordable and accessible, and without a stigma attached to it. Because sometimes when people go for mental health care, our society puts a stigma on it and say, oh, look, he's crazy. He's not crazy. They need help. And in this country, our mental health facilities, well, we really don't have any, but our mental health insurance or health is never taken care of, never. And when we do have a group of people in this country that uses fear and intimidation for profits, and that's the NRA and the gun manufacturers. As far as I'm concerned, I consider them a terrorist group.
What's your ruling if you were ruling on the gun manufacturers? They're a terrorist group? 800-510-8255. Chuck in Alabama, you think violent video games are the problem, eh?
I've only been around for, 74 years. And if you take a good hard look today, from the time children are very small, video games and everything connected, 99% is violence. If you go out there and you look at the movies, everything that comes out of Hollywood is violence. I mean, we get very little entertainment whatsoever. And to blame gun control, we have a bunch of kids who are, they actually are being raised from the time they're small, entertaining themselves with some form of violence with video games, they live in a world of fantasy. These things aren't real. And it, why don't they, let's go back to what comes out of Hollywood and the video games, and you're going to find the origin.
All right, who agrees with that? 800-510-8255 on the countdown. Mike in North Carolina, beefing up security is his focus.
Taking guns away is definitely not the answer. People should be able to defend themselves. There's just got to be a better system, a modern system. Also, and I believe the businesses and places like the mall and stuff like that should take a closer look at their security. Just waiting for things to happen, then try to do it, is ridiculous. So I definitely agree that we definitely need to be able to protect ourselves. You can't predict who's going to snap and who's going to go crazy with a gun. I mean, you've got cops who can make it through the academy, and they've been through background checking and everything else, and you find that you have some crazy cops. So, you know, what are we supposed to do? I think that we have to set up a bunch of checks and balances when it comes to this.
800-510-8255. Here's Mary Ann, another caller from Illinois.
Well, I just want to tell you a little story. Back in 1992, I decided to drive Alaska Highway. And I just crossed the border into Canada. Of course, you have to declare you don't carry guns and so forth. And the announcement came over the radio that in Vancouver, they had their first, this was late June, now June 29th, and they had the first killing with a gun. I was just wondered at that time how many killings with a gun we had in Illinois or United States. And I don't know, I know we can't ever get back to that, but I can't see anybody buying 6,000 rounds of ammunition without any control.
800-510-TALK, Mark in South Carolina, finish it up.
Growing up here in the South, you know, your parents teach you when you're about 6 years old how to handle a gun and the safety of it and to respect it. The bottom line is new laws don't fix stupid.
Hey. Maybe you go back to paying people to go back to school or stay in school. Maybe if we pay them, they'll get smarter. All right, lots of great comments today. Thanks to you and your participation and involvement here in our Talk Radio Countdown.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.